So we also did a communion that night that I believe was worth replaying. So I hope you would listen and participate with us in this celebration at the table of the Lord.
We've talked in the past that, the concentration of this gathering is to learn about God and not to be entertained by choirs and orchestras and so many of the things that the world is entertained by. I'm not condemning them. I'm just trying to show or talk about what we concentrate on. Now, how many of you in here know all the words to Rock of Ages, the old hymn of an old hymn of the church? Not even you, Melody?
Some of them, not all of them.
Okay. Just so I'd read them. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill the law's demands. These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand, no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, mine eyes shall close in death. When I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. The gospel claims we are hid in Christ, the Rock of Ages. Now, as always, we come to the table of the Lord at our gathering. Tonight, I have every intention that it's going to be brief. When Jesus celebrated this Last Supper, he was celebrating the Passover. Paul tells us, and Passover was a feast day, a set time of God. And Paul tells us that these feast days of God were types and shadows of things to come, but the substance was Christ. I believe that the reason this Bible is so large is because there is no one statement. There is no one sentence that can give us a sense in its entirety of who Jesus was or who God was, because Jesus said, you know, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. But that which Christ was celebrating at the Last Supper was an event that took place back in Egypt 1450 some odd years before, 1480 some odd years before. And it was the Passover. And very simply, God said he was going to send the death angel over Egypt. And he was going to kill the firstborn of all the Egyptians. He was going to kill the firstborn of any household that did not have the blood on the door. That was the only qualification. He didn't say that that angel was going to go in and examine every family member within that household to find out if they qualified for him to pass over. I want to tell you right now, the years of experience I have lets me know that probably many who died in Egypt were more qualified to be saved, if that were the criteria, to be saved, than many of those who were saved in terms of earthly performance, in terms of being a better person. But the criteria that God put, man wouldn't, you know, we don't go along with this. We want to stay in that flashlight light and look at our performance. God says, you put the blood on the door, I'll pass over. He didn't say, when you put the blood on the door, I'll pass over. You put the blood on the door, and when I see it, I'll pass over. And we read the story that all those who had the blood over the door that was seen by the angel, type of God, were not subject unto death, but were delivered in one night out of Egypt, a type of our bondage to sin. As we look through this cup, a symbol of the blood of Christ, we understand no pre-qualification. If God saw the blood, he passed over. Lift this cup, that it be... Now, I'm not giving you a formula. You know, this is tonight. Lift this cup as a type of the blood on the doorpost and lift it up in front of you, that when God looks, he sees the blood. Do what he says and take it in Jesus' name. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. It's an unbelievable story. You know, I just got finished writing this on the Apocrypha, and there's so many who object to these books. And they use stuff like, you know, in this particular book, this happens and that happens. And if we taught that, that would give rise to silly stories. And we can't have that. That's why those books aren't part of our book. Can I tell you a silly story? If you put the numbers together, those that came out of Egypt that night were anywhere from 2.25 to 3.5 million people who had been living in slavery, in bondage, in poverty for at least a generation. You go anywhere in this world and draw a circle around 3.5 million people. I don't care if it's the most prosperous 3.5 million you could find. If you put them in a group, there is no way that you're not going to find sick amongst them. But the story of the Passover says they ate the roasted lamb for strength. And you have to go all the way to the 105th Psalm, the 37th verse, wherein the report is, there was not a feeble one amongst them. Now that's a silly story. But I happen to believe it's true. And that's why this symbol of Christ's body, wherein the scripture is very specific, that his body was given for our healing. And it gives me confidence to take this bread and act upon the promise of God at this table of the Lord and say, and you all say it with me, that by His stripes, I was healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.